This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening. We're glad you're here today, friends. I'm Scott Hinton. We're going to check in with our friends from Bodno tomorrow on the program. We love Bodno. A lot of great things going on there. We'll be live from the State Bank of Bodno, so listen in for that. Of course, Congressman Kramer in his weekly talk radio town hall on Wednesday. Thursday, I will be off, but Daryl Lease will be here for me, the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, as a matter of fact. So more conversation about our drought situation. So we look forward to that as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. $32 an hour is not uncommon for certified welders and sandblasters and wash rack and diesel mechanics. That's what they pay at Polar Service Center, Kildare and Williston. Great benefits. Full health care, medical, dental, prescription insurance, the works, paid time off, 401k, they got it all. Give Maria a call right now to find out more about Polar Service Center opportunities in Kildare and Williston at 612-214-8781. We continue with our special talk radio town hall on the drought situation today, and Congressman Kevin Kramer has invited a special guest, the chief economist at the USDA and the acting deputy undersecretary for farm production and conservation, Dr. Robert Johanson, joining us today on the program. Congressman Kramer, go ahead and welcome your guest officially to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, and thank you, Dr. Johanson, for agreeing to appear and for answering the questions of the very concerned citizens of North Dakota. And I think people should understand that, you know, I said in the last half hour there, it's hard to exaggerate the urgency of the situation, but it's heartwarming to see the type of response we've gotten from this administration, and Secretary Perdue and his team have been remarkable, especially considering that there are a lot of the political appointees that aren't in place yet. And I think it's also a testament then to the professional staff at USDA, including, you know, throughout North Dakota and the counties, as well as in the federal level. It's a real testament. But I think people should also understand that there's been a lot of publicity about the sort of the reorganization of USDA and the farm production conservation area that Dr. Johanson comes from is really the go-to place for the domestic agriculture producer. It covers all the things that are important to us and certainly the things we're dealing with right now in this drought. So welcome, Dr. Johanson. Thank you for being with us and for the incredible response that you've provided our farmers and ranchers.
Well, thank you, Congressman. And as you note, we are trying to pull together the sort of the customer-facing, farm-facing components of USDA in this new component or mission area called Farm Production and Conservation. So we've got the folks from NRCS, FSA, and RMA all together, hopefully moving in the same direction. And it should provide assistance when we face disasters like we're seeing right now with respect to the drought in the Northern Great Plains. We've got a number of teams put together, and we're talking across agencies to make sure that what our state cons are telling us from NRCS and what our state directors are telling us from FSA, you know, are aligning up whatever emergency options we have for producers. And similarly, I like bringing in the fact that RMA does have a lot of coverage in those areas, and that should also be providing relief for producers that are suffering from the drought.
I want to get to some questions and comments. We had a lot of texts rolling in, some calls as well. And here's one from Bob Northwest of Mandan. Said, I've been haying for a week now and I've only seen one pheasant nest with eggs in it. Normally would have seen a couple dozen considering the acres I've covered. I have seen a few clutches of young chicks, both pheasant and grouse, and I'm surprised at how big they are already. Perhaps Mother Nature knows best and they nested earlier than normal. I think CRP needs to be opened up immediately. As far as production goes, 2 years ago I put up 1,580 round bales. Last year was poor in our area. I only put up 890. I'm hoping for somewhere between 175 and 250 bales this year covering the same acres. So that's something we're hearing over and over and over again in comparisons to previous years. Dr. Johanson, what are the possibilities in getting an answer on the early opening of CRP?
Well, Well, of course, we did open it up for grazing, and there's a lot of reasons why producers haven't availed themselves of that as much due to fencing and due to the water availability for grazing. On the haying side, certainly we like to hold off until the primary nest is over. We're looking at our options for accelerating that, and we'll be talking with the Secretary about that later. So it's certainly on our minds. We want to avoid doing that if possible. Like, for example, back in 2012, we held off on opening up emergency haying until after the primary nest was over. But we understand how quickly drought can move and how quickly the quality of that hay can deteriorate. So we are aware of the situation in terms of opening up emergency hay and looking also at the types of lands that might be open for that flexibility.
Just a quick follow-up to that. There is a letter on the Secretary's desk, probably went out on Friday, I guess, signed by Delta Waterfall, Ducks Unlimited, North Dakota Game and Fish, North Dakota Natural Resources Trust, and Pheasants Forever, all supporting an opening on July 16th. Given the situation with the drought here, so you do have conservation pretty unanimous support from a large group there in North Dakota. Just
well, that's obviously the kind of support we're looking for from folks out there in the states. We also need to circle around with South Dakota and Montana as well, just to make sure that we're hearing the same thing from those areas. We had a call just right before we got on with you, talking with the acting state directors in South Dakota, Montana, and North Dakota, just to make sure that we had the full list of potential flexibilities to kick around, to make sure that we've talked with our general counsel folks. You know, here in Washington, we've got more lawyers than we do economists, unfortunately. But that's just how things are, and we'll make sure that the Secretary's got those full range of flexibilities outlined for him, as well as any potential litigative risk balanced out by the support that we've got from the groups that you just mentioned.
Jim in Devil's Lake, go ahead for Congressman Kramer and Robert Johansson from USDA.
Good morning, Congressman Kramer.
Good morning, Jim.
Say, I just have a couple simple yes and no answered questions for you. And my first one is, on June 17th, 1996, the Air Force published a research paper titled Owning the Weather in 2025. Is that true or not?
I have no idea.
Well, that's strange, because I'm sitting here reading my copy of it, which I sent to your office in January. And if every farmer and rancher out there would really like to know what's going on with this drought flood syndrome we've been in since 1993, you would get your hands on this research paper and read it and understand how rigged this game is.
Jim, this issue and the cloud seeding specifically come up a little bit related to this drought situation, and I have promised to tackle that at some point, and we will soon. Trying to specifically get to solutions that will help this growing season right now with this special talk radio town hall, but stay in touch, because we will deal more with that, and I appreciate your call. Ed and Bismarck for our guests. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question about some regulation in the actual harvesting of the CRP. You know, you have the rancher who has CRP on his own private land, and he should have the right to harvest that if and when it's open. But the land that is owned by the grain farmer, the farmers, and they don't have cattle, they have CRP. That could be opened also. Is there any regulations on who can harvest that? For instance, can the custom harvesters come in and bale this up and then be able to charge that large fee for those bales? Or is it going to be regulated so that the ranchers alone can harvest it?
No. Anybody can harvest that, and certainly we have provisions regarding the sale of that hay or the donation of that hay, but there's no requirement that says that a grain farmer couldn't have his hay or harvest his own hay if allowable when opened. to a cattle rancher, and then whether it's donated or sold, the applicable provision would hold. But there's no requirement that wouldn't allow that.
So there's no control over the sale and the price or anything like that? I mean, no.
No, there's no. We don't set the prices. It's whatever the private parties decide on.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
It is welcome at 800-228-0550. Roger and Berthold, I'm going to hold you till after the break here because I'm coming up against the break. I do have a text question that might be able to get a quick answer on here. What was the initial purpose of CRP? Was it to protect highly erodible land, or was it to give pheasants a place to live?
Well, it was for soil erosion purposes primarily, but certainly we like pointing to the multi-benefits that are afforded by CRP land.
All right, got your answer there.
Including manipulating supply of the crop so that you'd have a higher price.
All right, we'll take a short break.
That one for another discussion, I think.
Yeah.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, Dr. Robert Johansson from USDA, back with more after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Butte office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
American-made fuels, and when you fill up, it's at a pump you own if you're a customer of PetroServe USA. Can't get better than that, huh? And Pizza Corner Pizza is 2 for $11 all month. That's another great deal. 4 for $4 deals all day, every day. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies on the planet Earth. Trust me on this one thing. Those cookies are fantastic at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with more of our special talk radio town hall today. Congressman Kevin Cramer has invited Dr. Robert Johanson, chief economist and acting deputy undersecretary for farm production and conservation from the United States Department of Agriculture, to join us on the program and take your questions or comments. And number one, I think it's really important for all of us to understand what you're going through. And I think what the fellow from Mandan did earlier in telling me exactly, you know, how many bales of hay this year from last year and the year before is helpful. Get an idea of what your situation is, but also if you have any ideas, any suggestions that could happen. Roger and Berthold has been waiting. Let's go ahead for our guest. Go ahead, Roger.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hello, Congressman Cramer. I was just going to point out the irony that when it's dry out, these conservation groups want to look like the good guy and work with farmers and allow CRP paying. But when it's been wet, which has cost us farmers more money than anything the last 20 years, they won't move one iota when it comes to managing water on our property. Because right now, there's all these potholes that are dry. And we spray everything out, you know, and stuff. So we have a black piece of dirt sitting there that in a dry year like this is going to produce a crop, whereas in the other ground won't. But they have fought us to manage water in those spots tooth and nail. You know, I just think it's kind of, we don't want to pat these guys on the back too hard here, because they've cost me and a lot of other people way more money.
Yeah.
When we get flooded out in the spring, and then when we try to move some wetlands or take care of a 0.1 or a 0.3 acre wetland, it takes an act of Congress, and even then we can't get that
thing done. You raise a lot of good points, and I've certainly had my discussions with those groups over that side of the formula many times, and they've to their credit, they've made some concessions there as well, specifically with regard to sharing biologists or housing biologists at the NRCS offices and things like that. So they've been okay there, but for today we're very grateful for their understanding, their grace, and their lack of objection, because as Dr. Johanson pointed out earlier, from a litigation standpoint, it's really, really important to have their support.
Yeah, I understand. And it's good on that side. It's just, I think they need to work with something that is a continuing problem year in, year out. Because even this spring, even though it was dry, we were still trying to deal with runoff from the winter.
Sure.
And it nobody wins in the end, because we have all these bare spots now.
Yeah.
It's not raising habitat. It's not raising a crop. It's not doing anything. You can't even go out and hay it.
Because You're right.
It's these blank scars on the... on the countryside, and
yep.
It's there because of those conservation groups.
Roger, appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-228-0550 for your comments. 701-258-0550. Texts are piling up here, so let me get to a few of them. The CRP is the real issue. There's a lot of people that will make it or break it based on that CRP decision coming out and it being accessible. I think you get that message, Dr. Johanson, from what you've relayed with us earlier. How soon do you anticipate a decision on this?
Well, we're going to be talking with the Secretary, like I said, early this week. We're coming up fast on the end of the nesting season in Montana, and we know that folks in the Dakotas are eager to push the emergency hay opportunity earlier in the before the primary nest is over. So I can't tell you when exactly any decision will be made, but the Secretary, as you had mentioned, and the Congressman had also noted, that we have been moving as quickly as we can, and if you judge us by results, which is what the Secretary has asked that folks do for him, you can see that we have been moving more quickly this time around than we have in previous years, and I would anticipate that he will continue to ask us to move as quickly as we can in providing any kind of discretionary flexibility that's available to producers in the affected areas.
On that note, another listener says, healthcare, cutting hay, or anything is overcomplicated by D.C. management. Time for them to get out of trying to run everything from afar. How will the Trump administration be different, specific to agriculture and management from afar?
Well, I think we've always relied pretty heavily on our state committees, both from the FSA and NRCS standpoint, where they've got the expertise and the knowledge of the county issues. Of course, FSA is unique in that sense, in having so many county folks work at the offices. So in terms of a big change from the previous administrations to this current administration, I would just say that we're trying to get new people appointed to those offices as quickly as we can, and that has been a little bit slower than we would have liked. But you know, my commitment has always been to the staff here, as well as by the secretary, is to keep motoring along as quickly as we can. We don't want to have a over heavy top down approach from Washington. We respect and count on, you know, the folks that we have in the states to tell us what's going on. We'll continue to do so, and we'll continue to respond as quickly as possible. Obviously, a lot of these discretionary issues have to come from the secretary, and we devolve as many of the decision-making as we can for routine issues down to the state level. But when it comes to, you know, sort of making these emergency flexibility decisions, we have to make sure that we brief the secretary up and do it from a national perspective, because it does have implications for other parts of the country.
Ronnie in South Dakota for our guest. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been listening to your program. Very interesting on the CRP, you know. Everybody's talking about saving the nest habitat, you know. In about the middle of June, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife burned off, I don't know how many acres here, that somebody could have very well utilized, paid or whatever, and nobody said nothing about burning up all the nests, whatever was on there, you know, right in the prime of nesting season down here.
Interesting. And I have a text from someone that said U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a July 15th primary nesting date, but CRP, obviously, through USD, is August 1. So,
how come they were allowed to burn? You know, we were in a drought when they did that already down here, and nobody says or did nothing about it. You know, they did what they wanted to do.
And I don't know, Congressman Kramer, any ideas there?
I'm not familiar with this, although U.S. Fish and Wildlife pretty much always does whatever they want to do. That's one of my great frustrations with that particular agency. I would say I find USDA to be a much more responsive agency than Fish and Wildlife has been. I'm not familiar with this specific situation that he's speaking of.
And obviously, Dr. Johansson wouldn't have any oversight of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, no, no. Well, we're familiar with the situation. I think there are some easements, actually, that NRCS might have as well that have an earlier nesting date. But we repeatedly, as this goes to the previous caller,
Dr. Johansson, sorry to do this to you. We are up against a hard break. Let's just finish on the other side of the break, and then we'll let you go. Ronnie, thank you for the call, and we'll let the answer finish and wrap up the town hall coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Kringstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennon, and thanks for listening.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation transportation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Town Hall on drought conditions today on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer, a special guest from the USDA, Dr. Robert Johanson, Chief Economist, Acting Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation there. You were in the middle of answering the question that came from a texter, and I'll just repeat it for folks that missed it. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a July 15 primary nesting date, but yet CRP through USDA is August 1. If the agency whose mission is conservation is earlier, shouldn't we be able to follow it with CRP, a conservation program?
That's a great point, and it's something that we've looked at, and we've asked our state committees in the past to evaluate when the primary nest dates are, and we do it by state. That's why Montana has decided on July 15th as the end of their primary nest, and the Dakotas, the state committees, have come back and recommended August 1st. We'll certainly point this out to our state committees as we go forward. Obviously, it's not going to be useful for us right now, but maybe next year we'll be able to bring the different federal agencies together to agree on a consistent date.
All right, and you mentioned earlier that obviously there's meetings briefing the Secretary Perdue on all of this early this week, and obviously folks hoping for an early opening on the 16th. Can you give me an idea of the sense of the likelihood of it coming together and having the early opening?
Well, I think that we are. We know there's some things we can announce. But we, like I mentioned to you earlier, we've got a full list of things we want to go through, look at all of our flexibilities. We do have a lot of programs that are available to producers. So there's certain discretionary items for some of those that we need to go over with the Secretary. So I don't know exactly what we'll be announcing prior to July 16th, but as folks on the call have mentioned, certainly emergency haying before the primary nest is something we'll be looking at. We haven't made a decision on that yet, but stay tuned.
All right. Kevin, anything else for Dr. Johanson before we let him go?
No, other than if I ask him one more question, I'm afraid it would, we'd be here a while, because he referenced that the options that people have, the programs that they're looking at flexibility for. I think we have a pretty good sense of what those programs are. You know, there are so many, and we've been talking, focusing on CRP, obviously. Now, but there are, but maybe if you have just another minute, if you could describe some of them, maybe livestock forage programs, some of those other programs that, you know, that farmers and most ranchers, probably all of them, are familiar with, but it wouldn't hurt to just go down the list of programs that are available right now.
All right, I gotta run and go talk to the secretary, but let me just run through this list real fast. We've got the LFP program, Livestock Forage Program, the LIP program, Livestock Indemnity Program, the NAP, the Non-Insured Agricultural Disaster Assistance. We've got emergency loans. We've got the PRF, the Pasture, Rangeland, Forest, Forage Crop Insurance Program. We've got HayNet, which lists a lot of these. I understand North Dakota has their own website that lists for sale and demand for hay, but we also have HayNet available through the FSA website. And we do have, of course, a lot of producers are engaged in insuring their crops through the various RMA products that were also, I don't have the number here, but we've got a pretty good coverage in terms of the row crops that are covered and some of the livestock products as well. So, listen, I appreciate you inviting me to join you. Actually, I'm getting off the phone to go talk about this with the secretary, so if you can, feel free to invite me back next week if you want.
We'd love to.
And we'd love to.
Our best to Secretary Perdue, and I'm glad the meeting happened. The call happened right before that meeting. Maybe it's timely.
Thank him for us. Thank him for us.
I will do so. Thanks so much. Talk to you later, guys.
Appreciate it. You bet. Take care. That is the chief economist of the USDA, who also is the acting deputy undersecretary of Farm Production and Conservation. A texter here, Congressman Kramer, says a note here saying, is this not historic North Dakota talk radio? Whenever has a U.S. congressman and a key federal official taken cold calls and input from the public?
I don't think either one of us regrets it yet. To your point, Scott, if this isn't a town hall, and I heard that earlier segment, if this isn't a town hall, I don't know what is. Unfiltered calls, texts, this is awesome. It's just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I think the reason that some people on the left are cynical about town halls is because when they do them, it is fake. Right? Because especially in North Dakota, you almost have to. You have to act like people actually agree with you. And, look, first of all, we welcome people who agree and disagree.
Absolutely.
Second of all, have plenty of examples where they have.
Yes.
It's rather silly. But anyway, it's been fun. We did want to get one answer here. I got a lot more texts that have still come in. So have you got time to take a few more of these?
Sure. I'll do my best.
Let me get to Mel in Jamestown on the calls, and then I'll get some of these. One question on Hang and the median that we had that got an answer for, and I've got a subsequent answer for, too, that I want to get to and a few others. Mel in Jamestown, go ahead for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Yes, Congressman Kramer.
Hey, Mel.
When you have experience of drought like this, you begin to wonder about worst-case scenario.
Yes.
Do we still have a strategic grain reserve? What happens if we have 2 or 3 years of drought and we can't grow anything in this country? What happens to our food supply?
Yeah, really good question. And that's something I'd have to look further into. I can tell you this, because this sort of dovetails, if you forgive me, Mel, but it sort of dovetails to an earlier question about how many bales do you need? Something as basic as that. And one of the reason I said it's a fluid number, and I was referencing, it depends on how many cattle you're feeding as one example, because, of course, farmers, ranchers have to respond to this in various ways, including eliminating some of their herd. But, we didn't have a very good stock, just a market stock pile of bales coming into this year, and then you had the early start of the drought. So all of these things are factors. Whether or not we have a food supply that is an emergency food supply, obviously an old USDA program. We have a lot more on-farm storage and different marketing techniques that our younger farmers have been employing over the last couple of decades as well that creates a stockpile, if you will. But whether or not there's a specific strategic reserve, I do not know, but we'll try to get an answer for you for that, before the end of the show or certainly by Wednesday's show.
Thank you. My only concern over the years has been ever since FDR's, we always hear about the hungry, and we continually pay farmers for not growing crops. And for some reason, that just doesn't make sense.
You know, Mel, this is a great – thank you, and thanks for bringing it up. But people on this show have heard me say a number of times, what farmers do best is grow food. That's what they want to do. It's what they're trained to do. And when we come up with programs that are designed to – as an incentive to not do that, that becomes problematic. And that's why some of the questions that have come to us over the last couple of weeks, you know, even reference, what about the crop I've planted? Can I get an expedited, claim on it? Can I get permission to use that crop that's not going to, you know, mature good well enough for human food? Can we use it for silage? You know, when does all that take place? And there's a process for all of those things. But what frustrates me about it is, to Mel's point, that is that we oftentimes forget about not just the people on the other end of it, or the opportunities for the farmer to utilize the crop for something other than a government bureaucracy. But what about domestic food supply? You know, we've been concerned about the proposed cuts to USAID as an example, because USAID, food aid, is a tool of peace. It is a diplomatic tool, and it's a market for our farmers. But sometimes we can find ourselves in a situation where our domestic food supply could be shorted, as Mel's referencing. And do we have a contingency for that? I maintain that the reason
that's where $5 hamburger comes from.
Well, so when you think about all of these issues, and you think about what is it about agriculture that's different, and I think energy similarly, there are certain things that a sophisticated, developed country is going to protect. And energy and food are two of those things. And so sometimes we get frustrated by the bureaucracy or the government, you know, intervention in our business. Most of it's a safety net. It's not so much intervention. The safety net, you know, contract oftentimes comes with too much intervention, for sure. But, we're at the end of it. We really need to protect our food supply and our energy supply, because if everything else fails, we need to be able to eat and function
yep.
as a society.
So Mel, you. I don't know if we're going to have time to get an answer before the end of today, but we will Wednesday for sure, because that's when Congressman Kramer is back on, so appreciate the call. So question had to do with, hey, why not give the farmers the hay the state is taking from the medians, right? And your staff got an answer on the related to policies applying to haying on 83. The adjacent landowner always has the right to mow the hay. On four-lane state highways, the farmer has the first right to cut, but the NDDOT will take care of hay in the medians of both the state highways and federal interstates. For interstates, they bid out to private companies to mow. I also heard from Cody, who was listening, Morton County weed officer, to address that. He said there are some medians that are never hayed, so those are sprayed for noxious weeds with a chemical called Method, not yet released by the EPA for haying or grazing. If the state were to release these areas for haying, I would encourage landowners to contact their county weed officer before starting to hay it. So a couple of answers to that question from earlier.
Yep, and I think then the hay is, I think, bid out then to, ranchers and people that need it.
Here's a thorny one for you. I find it troubling that people haying are doubling or tripling their prices for hay to fellow ranchers and farmers. There should be a dollar limit on CRP land hay.
Yeah, I was interested in his response to that issue of the contract, if you will, for the sale. The price is between the buyer and the seller, which we're all very familiar with, obviously, in economics. That there is a program that's where there is a discount of the price depending on what you do with it. And the conditions. So I was a little bit, I have to admit, I need to do a little more research on that, because of the fact that the farmer has the contract, obviously, with the federal government to not, to not farm that land and to provide habitat, to keep marginal land from eroding. And then, as I said earlier, it has a supply side to it as well, which you're paying farmers not to grow a crop so that the price of the crop for those that do get up, is higher. So how that then translates into, if you now allow it to open up, what's the responsibility? It's arguable.
All right, a couple more that we'll go rapid fire on after the break. Congressman Kevin Kramer, last chance on the Talk Radio Town Hall on the drought. Give us a ring.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, have service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now, with pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Energy Services, world-class oil field service company, been around for a long time. They are hiring right now in every area throughout the Bakken. So if you are looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, offering comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. MBIEnergyServices.com or call them at 844-MBI-JOBS. They'll set up a same-day interview, 844-MBI-JOBS. They, too, will be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council Cookfest. That's right. So looking forward to that coming up next week. A lot of fun, folks. We're going to have a grand old time. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for one final segment on the Talk Radio Town Hall related to drought questions. We've had a lot of them today. It's been fascinating. Obviously we all want an answer, right? And it's opening up August 1. Everybody's saying July 16th is the date. Are we going to get an answer? Sounds like you couldn't get an any clearer picture from Secretary Johansson that they are, in fact, pressing on this issue, briefing the secretary, was going to a secretary meeting, but he didn't exactly say when or, the chances of opening up. But he did say, I don't know if you caught this, but he did say, maybe you want to have me back on next week. So you think maybe he's got a little announcement coming, maybe, huh?
Well, and he just said stay tuned. I mean, if you'd had one more shot at them, you might have gotten it out of them, Scott, but you took three whacks at them, and each time it got a little bit better. But
was it that
credit,
obvious?
It was to a seasoned pro like me, I'm sure. But, I think it was pretty obvious to everybody. To his credit, he did a great job of encouraging and of optimism in terms of that without saying something that could get him in legal trouble, and that's great. It's a little easier for those of us in elected office to, express the likelihood by figures, but he did his job very, very well. But I'm quite encouraged. And I thought the most encouraging factor was when he said, I've got to go talk to the secretary about this very topic right now. Hard to beat good timing.
Absolutely. Billy in Castleton for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Billy.
I'm a farmer out here down by Castleton, and my question is, as I'm out spraying a field right now, during a drought, do they regulate how much you can spray a field, or is it just a spray as needed kind of thing?
Billy, that's well outside of my area of expertise or understanding. My suspicion is that that's really a State Department of Agriculture question as much as anything, and I would encourage you to give them a call, because that's just, we can certainly look into it for you, but my guess is that they'd have a much quicker answer for you.
All right, thank you much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Some other text here. The government needs to do a better job of checking on these CRP fields. In the last few years, many CRP fields have become infested with Canada thistle. Many don't spray or anything because they're out of state, elderly, or simply don't care. So basically they're getting paid to raise weeds, spread them to the surrounding fields. It's frustrating. Separate texter, another listener, says it'd be interesting to note how many who receive CRP payments are absentee landowners who rent out their land. The rancher farmer probably uses the land he owns for production and not the CRP. Is that readily available?
Yeah, I don't know if it is. Now, you might recall that there's part of this very debate, there are certain privacy rights that are afforded the owners, the owners of some of this land, and what kind of a relationship and financial relationships they have. And so there's some that's very public, there's some that's not so public. We try to protect privacy when appropriate, but at the same time make sure that people are hooked up with the products that are necessary in the case of a disaster like this. And FSA manages that. I think they do it pretty well. If anybody has a particular question about something specific in their area, we can always try to get an answer from you for you if you're not able to. But in terms of the ownership issues, I don't know what all the statistics are necessarily, Scott, but I do know it can be very frustrating to get that information.
Another texter says, if you guys have a cloud seeding based show, I'd be happy to be a guest opposing it, because I'm sure the state will send a paid mouthpiece for the pro side of it. I've watched them ruin more rain events in the last 20 years than I care to count. They will claim the storms moved into unfavorable conditions, but they do admit to weakening them also. My point has always been, if they were moving into unfavorable conditions, why do they even seed them? Just wasting taxpayer money while at the same time opening state up to a massive legal pickle if anyone ever proved that they've hurt rain chances. The liability would be in the billions easily. I'm getting more and more of an education because it's obviously a drought time on this particular issue,
right,
and the differing opinions out there. What's your take on it?
Yeah, and I'm not a scientist, Scott, and I'm not intimately knowledgeable, obviously, on cloud seeding. The theory, that say cloud seeding, which is oftentimes used, I think most oftentimes used to suppress hail, the theory that that would have a negative impact even on rain is pretty plausible to me. Again, I'm not a scientist, so I don't know. I think there are a lot of decisions that are made, whether it's by local officials, county officials, state officials, individuals. You know, there are a lot of these judgments that have to be made based on, you know, cost benefit analysis or the risk analysis, and sometimes they're right, I suppose, and perhaps sometimes they're not.
We'll plan a future show on another text who says, I think a win-win approach to earlier CRP haying would be to give the local sports clubs a contribution on a per-acre hayed basis. In the past, the landowner had to take a reduction in his CRP payment if they would not get penalized for allowing the haying, and if the cattlemen taking the hay would contribute to sports clubs to help reestablish the bird populations, there would be less resistance to early haying. Always good ideas from the listeners of the program, as always.
Yeah.
Congressman Kramer will be back Wednesday on all topics. Thanks. This was great. Appreciate it very much. Hope it helped,
folks.
God bless you.
Everyone.
You bet. Take care. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Vince Webker's with me from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. A little sauna 101 for us. Some people think the sauna is a winter thing. That's not right, is it?
Now, if you had a sauna, you'd know it's a 365-day-a-year thing because it's addictive. Literally, it releases the body's natural endorphins, so you get that runner's high. By doing that, you're increasing your immune system. But like in the summertime, the last 3 days, we've had great weather. Sitting in the sauna, you'll physically start sweating within about 3 minutes and heavy. So that's the body at work getting detoxifying, getting rid of bad, and allowing good to flow in better. So it's all year.
If I get in there 4 times a week, I got a 66% better chance of not getting Alzheimer's.
That is correct. According to the University of Finland, it's a 20-year study.
Oh, wow. There's some science research for you, folks. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Saunas, 24/7, 365, make every day better. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot, too, or online at hotspringnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.